Senior Story, The Invitation, Chapter 4, A Rocky Choice. After Sherita had carefully studied the parchment of Eternal One's instructions, she replaced it inside her jacket. With a sense of assurance, she headed toward the rocky trail. She caught a glimpse of the dove as it flew off to higher grounds. Eldar stood between the two girls, trying to decide which path was the correct one. A cool north breeze rustled through the leaves as the dove flew off, tossing Eldar's light brown curls away from his face. He watched Sherita confidently stride off.
"She's not an experienced hiker," Desiree whispered to Eldar. "She'll only prolong the journey and make it far more difficult. Only a fool would make such an obvious mistake, and..."
She stopped mid-sentence.
"Wow! What is that?"
She lifted her head slightly to drink in the luscious scent which emerged from where Sherita had just vanished from sight.
"I have never smelled anything so sweet and fresh."
Eldar was oblivious. The breeze had stirred something in him. He searched for his parchment, regretting he had not kept it handy in his jacket like Sherita had done.
"Are you just going to stand there?"
Desiree turned her focus back on Eldar after the fragrance had been carried off.
"If we hurry, we could see Eternal One by the end of the day. Let's go."
Reluctantly, Eldar followed. Weeks passed. Sherita saw little of the sun as the path was shaded by thick foliage. The rocks were often covered in moss, making the passages slippery. As the path wound upward, it grew narrower. At times, she had to grasp hold of tree branches and hug the mountainside to avoid slipping off cliffs. Loneliness became her companion. Very early one morning, she heard distressing shouts ahead. Racing toward her were two ragged-looking young lads.
"Have you seen a little girl?" they gasped. "She's disappeared, and Mom is terribly worried. There's bears, mountain lions."
Just then, a woman appeared, hysterical with fear.
"Can I help?" asked Sherita.
"I was gone just a few minutes to get water while she slept," she choked out. "At 3 years old, Thea is prey for any beast, especially at this hour. I can't stray too far from our place in case she returns. If you could keep watch there, the boys and I could all search. I would be most grateful."
"Of course. May Eternal One lead her safely back," Sherita called as she hurried toward their home.